You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Bibi Sweetbriar grew up in Sacramento, then blossomed into a drag artist after hitting the San Francisco drag scene 15 years ago. She has sung and performed around the Bay Area and globally. Bibi is also an activist, co-founder of the San Francisco Queer Film Festival, and an actor. She plays a transgender woman in the series Hyraeth, which streams on Amazon Prime. The drama follows a diverse group of immigrants trying to figure out where they belong in American society, and it tackles issues like racism and xenophobia. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Bibi Sweetwater about her career and her political influence as a drag artist.
So you grew up in Sacramento, and like you said, you weren't really exposed to drag culture, and you hadn't disclosed that you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the passing of your mother that inspired you to come out.
Well, I think my mother was like 54 when she passed, and my mother had always been ill in my lifetime. My mother became ill when I was three. So as she explained it to me in a way that I can understand when I was young, is that she probably would not live as long as other people's parents would live, you know, bar any type of accident. It seemed to me like, you know, my mother has so much life to live and so many more things to do. And I think she wanted to do so many more things. And then, you know, it was cut short. You know, at that time, I was going through things. I was married. I had two little daughters, and I was unhappy. And I really wasn't for sure why that was for a while. But then when I did understand what was going on with me, just kind of thought life is too short to live a life that not only brings unhappiness to you, but to everyone around you. And there was no way I could contribute to the happiness of my children if I wasn't happy. So that's kind of, you know, so I had to live my truth at that point. I figured, you know, life is too short for us not to live our truth.
It's unfortunate she died so young, but she left you with this gift of, you know, of living, as you say, living a quality life. How did you come up with the name Bibi Sweetbriar?
I had just watched a Will and Grace show where, are you familiar with Will and Grace?
Absolutely.
Where Jack and, what's her name? The Karen, were talking about porn names, how you come up with your porn name. So we did that. And it was, you know, the first pet you can remember having as a kid or as an adult, your first pet you can remember having, and the street, the first street you can remember living on. And my dog when I was growing up was called Bibi, and I lived on Sweetbriar Way in Sacramento.
Oh my goodness.
And it opened up so much for me to do from a activism standpoint. And I don't know what it is, to be really honest with you, because my ideology, what I stand for and believe in, and what I represent as Bibi Sweetbriar is no different than when I take the wig off, hip pads and all that. It's no different. But there is something about the magnetism and the interest of drag queens that people listen to the things that also come out of our mouths. You know, I have met with mayors, I've met with supervisors, I've met with people in the city who make decisions for all of its people, and they've paid attention.
Why do you think people do listen more to you in drag? That's interesting.
I do know that many of us, when we are in drag, we consider us wearing armor. We feel stronger. We feel, many feel stronger and feel more able. There are a lot of people that I know who in drag, their personalities are big, loud, bold. But then when they're out of drag, they're very, you know, shy. Their voice is small. And so, you know, being in drag gives them this power and this ability to do that. That's never been. I've always been gregarious and always been kind of out there, because I think we all go through life wanting to make sure that our time on this earth made a difference in some way, large or small. It made a difference. And I think BB's allowing me that opportunity.
That's really interesting. You know, you are a public figure, but children will humble you. And it was funny. What did your daughter say when she first saw you in drag?
Oh, she was like, because she was doing pageants, as I was saying at that time. And I remember coming out of the bathroom. My youngest child is non-binary. He's like, you know, that's so cool. And then my oldest was like, all this time, you could have been doing my makeup. You know, and I just thought, okay. If I can get past them too, then I was okay. And that's basically was my barometer that I was using, you know.
Okay, so you sing, you perform, you're so talented, and you act. And so you're in this series on Amazon called Hyraeth, and it tackles some tough issues. Talk more about the series.
I love this miniseries. I hope there's a second season. Primarily, the show is about immigration here in America, and it covers the stories of a few characters from different parts of the world about how they navigate their lives, or how they have to navigate their lives in America. My character, who happens to be trans, is the sister of a young brother who marries a Middle Eastern woman so she can get her citizenship and stay in the country. You know, her motivation is to stay in the country. His motivation is to get some money, you know. And then my interaction is to do what's right.
So BB, what do you want to do next? What other dreams do you have for your career, for your artistry?
Well, honestly, that's a real good question, Janae. And it's pertinent at this time, because I think the one thing the pandemic has done for a lot of people has given us the time, because we live in this rush, do this, got to earn money, got to do blah, 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 blah. Well, the pandemic's taken that away from some of us, you know. And I think for me, I think as a drag performer, that I'm ending my time in that. So a little bit more maybe behind the scenes and not so much on the in the front, you know, but I'm still gonna be me.
That was drag artist BB Sweetbriar speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. BB's series Hyraeth is streaming on Amazon Prime. Find more information at KLW.org.